Welcome to episode 1867 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day three of our seven-part series this week, all about giving yourself a stress relief detox. A detox is when you let go of something, so you cleanse something from your life. In this case, you are focusing on a particular kind of stress you'd like to let go of in your life this week. And you're focusing on this one aspect of stress all week long. So instead of tackling the general concept of stress in your life, because we have lots of different stresses that impact the different parts of our life, if you could just focus on one aspect of stress in your life this week and go deep with it, you will find yourself much better able to manage this particular stress in your life. And this will give you momentum to keep you going and focusing on other kinds of stress in your life. The most important part of releasing or detoxing stress is really the awareness of the stress you're experiencing in your life. With overwhelm being so distracted and busy and all the stress we experience on a day-to-day basis, it's likely that you don't really even pay attention to stress in your life. You may have all these aches and pains and aggravations and anxieties that you just live with. You just think, oh, this is the way it is. You may not even remember what it's like not to experience certain kinds of stress. I want to assure you that you will feel so much better when you begin to become aware of the stress in your life and work with that stress to be able to manage it. In the very first episode, a few episodes back, I guided you through an awareness of stress technique that you can go back and review if you'd like to. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique. And this is what I would consider one of the second best things you can do to detox stress from your life. And it's something you can do just about anytime, anywhere. It's available 24 hours a day. You can do it while standing in line at the grocery store, when having a difficult conversation with someone, when you feel the life energy being sucked out of you. This is the power of your breath you can work with this week as you manage stress. The breathing technique I'm going to share with you is a simple technique you can do, but it's a pretty profound technique, because what it does is it instantly calms your mind and your body. Your breath is inextricably linked with the kind of emotional state you're in. And you pull from the different parts of your nervous system according to the way you breathe. So proper breathing brings better health. This is the title of an article from the Scientific American. It's from January 15th, 2019, by Christopher Andre. And it talks about the way you breathe can either stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps produce a relaxing effect, or it can stimulate your sympathetic nervous system, which is often referred to as your fight or flight lizard brain. That's the part of your brain that causes stress and anxiety. That's when you feel like a tiger is chasing you. So the breathing technique I share with you today is helpful in its simplicity for a couple ways. It helps you to access the calming, soothing, parasympathetic nervous system, but it also helps you to tone your vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve is vital to managing your stress. That is the nerve that extends from your brainstem all the way to your abdominal area. It, in the process, bypasses so many of your vital organs, including your heart, your lungs, and your stomach. And when you have a toned vagus nerve, you're able to manage stress much better. Fortunately, you can tone your vagus nerve with a breathing technique, such as the one I'm sharing with you today. You could even do this technique right this moment, as long as you're not doing something that you need to really focus on. The breathing technique goes like this. You will inhale and exhale through your nose as you do this technique. This keeps your breath relaxed. And inhale to the count of three, exhale to the count of six. That's it. When you exhale twice as long as your inhale, this full exhale helps to strengthen your vagus nerve, which helps you manage stress better and benefits your major organs. You could do this technique to a lesser or a greater count. Go with how you feel. If at any time you feel weak, lightheaded, or a little faint, stop doing this technique and resume your natural breath. If you find this technique a little too strenuous, then do it to the count of one or the count of two. Just double the exhale to whichever count you choose. And do this technique at least three times. Now, if you follow along with this podcast on a regular basis, every single Tuesday I share a breathing technique. You may be pretty good at using your breath. So you could do the breathing technique to a higher count, such as inhale to the count of four or five, exhaling, doubling that to the count of eight or 10. Work up to that if you're new with your breath. So as you settle yourself down, do this breathing technique. Inhale to the count of three, exhale to the count of six. If you'd like the full guided meditations, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you receive, for now, 2 weeks free access to over 1,800 guided meditations at your fingertips. Each week's series comes with valuable tools, a journal to take you deeper into the series, and a slowdown guide, customized for that week's specific theme. So that's the Sip and Om meditation app. For now, inhale to the count of three, exhale to the count of six, or whichever count works best for you. You are so worth slowing down for.